Come on over. No, just with me here. We're going to come here. And Peggy, you too. And Henry. Henry? Okay. So this whole, we can just sit right here for a moment. But I'd like to let the booths, I want to interact with some of the things that I've listened or saw that came to me in the booth, okay? And I don't really, okay. So this is how it's going to work. All right. When I first came here to this building, these weren't here. These booths weren't here. And when they were here, when they came in and Master put them here, I had the idea of the portals of, in a Catholic church, there are booths or some
Stations
of the cross. And I'm not Catholic, so I was thinking, wow. And I didn't know what that meant. And I always thought, oh, Catholics, they've got all this ritual and stuff. And I don't know what any of that is. So, but these were just for me. These were mine. And since there's nothing here that you need to do to be what you are. We all know that, right? Mm-hmm. any one of them, and any statement in any one of them can be a total awakening. And it is. It isn't less than that. It's sufficient. It's not more than that or less than that. It's coming back to the awareness of totality isn't an add-on. It's always total. And it's always perfect. Because you are that already. We are that. We're only coming back to what we remember. And when I first heard him say, well, any booth you can go out in. It doesn't matter. You don't go through the whole thing and come home. To go home, you go home in any booth. And that's what it means. So today I read some things that I haven't read before, just as concise. And it said that when I accept God's plan for my salvation, that's all I have to do is accept. When I accept that, everything else is moved out of the way. I need take no thought for my life. And I've got all this Bible in my head from parochial school. And I wondered about that. Like, how could you not take any thought for your life? And it describes it beautifully. It said that when I accept God's plan for my salvation, everything will be... Anything that I might stumble on will be removed before I even get there. I mean, it's so beautiful. I think the Bible says something, well, lest you cast your foot against a stone, that's the grace of God. It'll be moved away. I will have everything. There will be no limit to what everything will be given me. Why wouldn't it? I like that. I read that and it was like, wow. I heard you going, wow. Well, that was one of my wows. I was there. Wow. That I don't really have to think about my body and a life that I think is my life or anybody else's life or anything that's going on in time. Wow. What a relief. No plan. In asking, in listening for guidance, for for God's plan for my salvation. I don't know what that is. And I'm not supposed to know. I'm supposed to be this happy learner and ask. This voice of for God has been given me to replace my own voice that I was listening to forever till I knew that I had a voice for God. Wow. Can you imagine that? That's a wow, amazing thing. I from my parochial school background, I knew there was a Holy Spirit. I mean, all the words. I have all the words. It's like a game. Here. Here's all the words. I never knew what they meant. I mean, they all had some kind of super scariness to me. I mean, by the time I got in front of the church, I couldn't breathe. It was like that. Wow. You know? So the Holy Spirit is... Someone asked that, what is that? The Holy Spirit is my personal guide. When I notice that my mind's running sequential thoughts, which that part of my mind that does it all the time. I'm just noticing that, okay, I don't have to listen to that. There's another voice, and it speaks in silence. That voice speaks in silence. Somewhere it said that you never really get an answer to your prayer for something, because what I really need is the prayers of the heart. And God doesn't hear prayers like, I need a, or I think I need a that. He only can give you everything. God can only give me everything. And if I ask for too little, it's not going to happen. And how I think it's supposed to come to me, it's not going to happen. And I get to see that in my mind by being here on the phone and having a phone shift and having the parts of my mind say, well, I prayed for this and I prayed for that and didn't seem like, and this didn't seem like, and I didn't seem like it. I got peace or whatever. Going to come in a totally miraculous way. It's never going to be an answer to my prayer. Never. It's going to be a shift, and it's going to give me totally everything. It's going to give me an ability to have total awareness now, no matter what I ask for. God only gives and answers a prayer of the heart. And that's, what is that? To know who I am and to know God. To know oneness. To just, to be. To be the I am that I am. That's all. And that will come. That's what will come. Wow. That's the only answer I'll ever get. The total answer. Not little bits that'll lead me along the way. No, it's always total. The text says somewhere that, oh, I'll explain it this way. When you say, give your brother something, say something to your brother, and he doesn't seem to receive it, and Jesus gives advice, okay? He said, you are too quick to take it back because you didn't get what you expected, the recognition you expected to come back to you. And he said, I am standing behind every brother that you seem to be interacting with, and I have taken that. I have taken that gift and holding for him in time till he can hear it, and since all time's over with, of course he did. Would you take it back if you knew that I accepted it for him? So that was great to hear that. And then the other side of that is, I read in the text where you, there are you have in being held for you a total amount of miracles. They're just there waiting for your mind to open up to have them, to receive them. And this is all in space and time. Isn't that amazing? They're all there. You have this bank account you don't know, I don't know about, waiting for all the miracles that I've been given. And my mind can open to those all the time. Oh, wow. So, wow. That extension, I want to say that extension, I can feel it. I can feel it all around. I am surrounded by the love of God. That intensity of love that all the miracles represent are all around, just waiting for me to allow them in. And the way that I need to do that is just let go. Just constantly let go of my own self-thought. Die into them. I think that's a good word. You're not afraid of it anymore. Die into it. Just dive into it. I need do nothing. I read that in, I don't know what chapter, I think it was 9. Jesus said, this is a pledge of allegiance I want you to make, to say, I need do nothing. Otherwise, you're going to be in space and time in your body. This is a pledge of allegiance that you're not that. You need do nothing. And every awareness, every aha has come from that. Not from something I did. Not from writing prison ministry or some ministry or some place that I thought was holy and a thing that I wanted to do that was spiritual and I got behind it and I raised the money and I did this or I did that or I, whatever. And I was on this going and it was that, oh wow. I just turned from that for a second and there's Jesus. And there's Jesus standing there. All I have to do is just go, oh wow. I forgot that I was in a place where I thought doing, that I could be doing something. That's space-time. And I'm home now. And I'm home now. I'm changeless now. Wow. Amazing. Just turn and there it is. Oh, there's the light. There's Jesus. That awareness, just a tiny change. Wow. I need to know. And then the Course says, in all your doings, be you blessed. Okay, well, what does that mean then? If I dedicate my whole mind to just God's plan for my salvation, I'm not going to decide. I don't know what to do. Show me. Where to go, who to speak to, what to say to them. And I will be guided in my doings. So there my doings will be blessed. All my doings will be blessed. I feel like this whole event is a wonderful doing. It was a blessed extension, because everything is extending in God. And that's what this, if that is what my goal is, well, it has to manifest anywhere like this. This is the manifestation of it. Oh, wow. Okay, so love. All right, this is the gift that I have. This is the gift. Each one of these booths is a huge, this is a total gift. But love, I remember that. Oh, wow. And it was in the book of Jesus is speaking. The first chapter was love. And it says, I love you. I love you for the truth in you as God does. I love you for the truth in you as God does. Unlike you, that's all I love. Isn't that just the most incredible gift? That I can love everyone? I remember that. I thought, oh my God, I always pick the wrong people. And I knew that there was something more. I knew what love was. Some place inside of me, that ancient melody still was playing. I knew that. Didn't you feel that? Like the things that didn't work, but you knew that they didn't work, but there was something that did. You still had a little bit of that memory, that ancient melody that did work. You remembered when it worked perfectly. Wow. I'm just trying to do it here. And when I heard that, I thought, oh my God, yes, that's it. I can love everything perfectly because that's all that is true. I love you for the truth in you, and that's all that there is to love, and that's everything. So nothing else would matter. Nothing else. Okay. Peace. All right. Peace. I thought peace, I don't know what you thought peace was, but I always thought peace was something in a cemetery first. That's eternal. That's the peace. The peace that nothing actually would go on anymore. There'd be a way that everything would end. Rest in peace. That would be death. That peace, and the revelation of peace now is that peace is the condition of the kingdom, huh, Peggy? The condition of the kingdom, peace. Peace comes when I said about, if I trust God, I need take no thought for my life. And that's the peace of God that passes all understanding. I don't need to have any, I don't need to be careful or careless. Careful or careless. Just peace. I walk in peace. I bring it with me. It shines through me. It isn't some dead thing when everything ends. Everything is there. Everything is there in that. Radiant. But it's peaceful. It's not conflicted. Still and beautiful and whole. Oh, goodness, peace and love, and then light, light, wow, light, wow, what is that, wonderful, oh, wonderful, love and light, that I am, and that you are, that everything is, that we share. Wow. Oh my. Wow. Wow. All right. So, light. I don't want to be the only one talking. So we have light experiences. Light experiences. Where Peggy, where everything turns to light. Yes. And joy, all right. That, I haven't stopped smiling since I something came in, you know, I don't know, one of those big ahas, awarenesses, and I haven't stopped smiling since then. And when I look at my face in the mirror, and I'm not laughing at what comes back at me, whoops. Oh, God. Joy, endless wells of joy. Okay, so that's my association with that. Somewhere in the course this is endless wells of joy. So you just feel that. You just feel that coming through your feet. I always feel like there's, okay, that I'm just going to, that's just coming through me, that all I have to do is be open to that. That's there, endless wells of joy. Extension. Wow. And in the beginning, I didn't think there was such a thing as quiet joy. I think that all my joy was loud. And the Holy Spirit uses everything. And I, a long time ago, this was an experience I had before I came here. It was right before I came here, and I was so ready. I mean, I felt so much, I couldn't look. So I went, and we had a session, a light session, and I just thought that it would remind me of the thing in the Bible when the walls would come tumbling down. If I let go of what I'm holding, the walls will just come tumbling down. And so I said, okay, well, this is a good chance now. You've got a whole circle around you. Do it. Do it. And I did. I just let it all come out when it was not quiet. Oh, my goodness sake. Such a relief. Oh, wow. Yeah. And quiet joy is there. It is there. And sometimes it's not quiet, but it is there. And then mind. I had enough love around me to take that on, to take on the fact that I am responsible for what I see, what I feel, what I hear, what I see when I look at a brother, the name I gave them, the what they are saying back to me, what I hear and what I see. It's all my responsibility. And in that is freedom, because if anything in mind, it says that if anything could happen to me outside, if I could be affected by anything outside of myself, I would not be free. So am I the Lord? I am actually, use that word, the Lord of the universe. There it is. That's what it is. And while I was standing there with that huge responsibility of being responsible for everything, I heard this. Jesus said to me, "You always thought that God was somehow responsible for this world. Somewhere along the way, in fact, you thought that sickness, pain, and death were his ideas, and they're not. They're yours. They were yours. And you were wrong, and you didn't change your reality. Jesus didn't die for your mistakes." Oh, wow. I just felt the whole world lifting off of my shoulders. Wow. Because I did think that. Oh, did I really? I did think that. So I am ready to take responsibility. What was it? Lesson number 14 was one of my benchmarks where it said, okay, Okay. God did not create a meaningless world, and there is no meaning in sickness, pain, and death. And God didn't create them. Those were ideas I had as the prodigal son, that I wanted somehow to run my own show. I don't care. I'm grateful that God, those are not God's ideas. And I did not change my changeless reality. I get a chance to talk to my own mind when I go to the prison. I went to prison and talk to the inmates and saying, well, you know, you're a loving father, right? Are you a father? You're a loving father. Would you give your child a knife to play with? No, you wouldn't do that. Your father never gave you the ability to hurt yourself or hurt anyone. Do you think you think God is love? If he was responsible for this world in any manner, shape, or form, no. He wouldn't be loving. That's reasonable, huh, Henry? Reasonable. God is love. And you know what that means. So here you are in prison, and all of this is around you, and all of this is, and I'm saying, well, what is this then? This is a dream. You're dreaming, and you are really home in heaven, where you never left. And you can bring your mind to that, because that's where you are. And when you do that with the practice of the lessons, your mind will change, and your thoughts, you'll be using God's thoughts, not the meaningless thoughts that I brought with me when I came as a prodigal son, sickness, pain, and death. I'll be using God's thoughts. And what will I see? The world will change. I will see another world. I will see heaven. I will experience that oneness. That's a big thing to wherever you are. But everyone's in prison. And there is in prison of their own mind and their own thoughts. So I'm not afraid to say that. Or go anywhere, the darkest dungeons. God is here. God is, and you are one whole part of him. There is no separation. There never has been. You can only wake up in God. If I'm asleep and I think I'm anything else, I can only wake up in God. I don't earn that. Your good works will avail you nothing. I remember that from the Bible. You can't earn it. And that's why judgment is just, you don't get brownie points, or there aren't better speakers than others, or, oh boy, I do that all the time. Oh my God. It's just amazing. I needed help with that, okay? So I think I put out all my peopling there, and I give them names, and I make a hierarchy, and I got idols, and and Jesus. And then at one point, that's hell. And I asked for help with that, and Jesus came in and didn't answer that exactly, because like Jesus never answered a question. He always came back with an answer from a bigger place. And he said, well, and this is very personal. I'm saying this because the way that I have been interacted with is personal. Jesus is personal. And he said, well, forget about all the... I said, oh my God, I can't remember all the names of everybody. I can't remember the names I've given out. And he said, never mind. Don't try to remember the names. Forget the names. Just look for me in everyone. Look for me. Not the Christ or something. He made it so personal that I couldn't resist it. Look for me in everyone as a reason to love and be loved. As a reason to love and be loved. Look for me. I'll help you with that. I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll give you that back. Just look for that. Past all appearances, look for that. And I was, and he said, take this down. I love Revelation because it's totally personal, and to anybody else hearing it, they'll think, what? I took shorthand for years. And I had a pad of paper and pencil by my bed in case I would get some information. And he said, take this down before he told me that. I want you to remember that. If you remember that, that's all you need to remember. That's all you need to remember. Just look for me. Just look for me. Can you do that? Just look for me. I'm not this anyway. I'm not this. This is just nothing. And that, but what we are, this is that. There's no mind. Mind is creation. Creation, it's not just drawing a picture out there. Something. Creation is me being who I am and seeing you as you are. Seeing the Christ, that's what I see. That's the ongoing gift. Creation is ongoing. I am a creator. I wasn't made to think or do. You were made to create as your Father creates. And you create the perfect. How can you create anything else? I create that reality in my mind. I awaken that reality in my mind because I insist I see it. I insist I see it in everything. Yes, I will. I will accept nothing less than that. Nothing less than that. I accept I see it. Wow, what a pleasure. Wow. Huh? Well, what a pleasure. Wow. Power. Okay. That's another one. They're big boots, okay? Did you put them on, the big boots? Ruler of the universe? You got those boots on? Ruler of the universe? All power has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Okay, if I'm God's son, I would have to be all powerful. There is no place to stand in weakness. There is none. That you have to go there. You have to go there. All power. What I loose on earth, I loose in heaven. Because I bound everything to earth. Why wait for heaven? Remember hearing that the first time when the Course told you that? Why wait for heaven? It's here today. It's yours today. There is no tomorrow, and there's only now. You can only have heaven now. Wow. So that's the power? That's loosing the world?
Jen, does anybody want to ask any questions?
Yes, let's go for that. Yes, share. No, I was told that that's what I would do, but so I did the little on my talk. Anyway, so any questions or anything you want to share? That's all this is. What do we come together to share? Our pictures, the way that our enlightened mind does food and pictures and gifts of sharing. So come on. I am so grateful for all of you. Totally grateful. So, all right, share something with me. And I'll sit over here and do that.